Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Tim reached out. He's out of work in a marketing office where we're working on a food truck event for the summer. Colin is in the cubicle next to me. I love teasing him, pulling off office pranks and things like that. But I think he's due for one of your phone taps. What do you think?
Is it awkward that we're working with this food truck?
I don't think so. It's either, it makes it more awkward.
Keep it in the family, right?
It's more perfect.
Okay. We're really good business partners.
There you are. All right, welcome to your phone tap.
Thanks for calling Event Marketing. This is Colin.
Hi, Colin. It's Steven. I'm calling about the food truck festival this summer. You guys are a part of that, right?
Yes, that is correct. We are, and we're mainly focusing on the organizing and marketing for the festival.
Okay, great. And I know that you guys have entertainment at the festival, so that's why I'm calling.
Yeah, yeah. We do have a number of different types of entertainment, but I'm afraid we're actually booked on all the entertainment and bands and everything for this year already.
Oh, that's perfectly fine. I'm not with a band. I do have some entertainment, though, that I think would fit perfectly with all the food trucks.
Okay, and what was that?
A puppet wagon. I have a puppet wagon.
I'm sorry, I missed you there. A what?
It's a puppet wagon. A van. I mean, it's kind of like a food truck, but the side is cut out, and we do puppet shows.
Okay. Well, have you done any other events, or do you have any references for doing this anywhere else?
No.
No, actually, you would be the first. We do puppet versions of stories that, you know, everybody knows, like Sleeping Beauty, Pinocchio, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, it sounds cool. It's just that this festival, while it is open to all ages, it's not really, you know, it's more of a grown-up event, really. And there's going to be like a beer garden and stuff like that. And I just don't know if a puppet show is going to be a good fit.
Oh, this isn't for kids. Did I not say that?
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
Well, it's a puppet show, but it's definitely for adults.
No. I'm not really following you here.
Well, you see, we take classic fairy tales and we put an adult twist on them.
What do you do?
Kind of dirty, and people love it.
No!
Well, you're telling me people love it now, but you also told me that you've not actually done this performance yet.
That's a good point.
Well, that's true. I just know people would love it. Uh-huh. I mean, doesn't it just sound great?
Sure.
We put adult spin on all these classic stories. You could imagine what we do with Pinocchio's nose, right? And then, you know, Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, hold on. And I appreciate the call, but I think this is just a little too weird. And, I mean, yeah, it is mostly adults at the festival, but that's not to say that we're actually looking for, like, an X-rated puppet show. It's not really that kind of event.
Well, you see, I looked on your website at some of the food trucks that you had last year, and it seems like I would fit right in. I mean, you had one serving foot-long hot dogs and jerk chicken.
Yeah, those were just regular food trucks, and I think you're just making noises to make that sound dirty, but those are just food trucks.
Are you sure you don't want my puppet show? What if I could get you free advertising on the radio?
I'm sorry, what?
Well, Colin, we could get you on 99.7 DJX. In fact, right now, it's Ben Davis. Colin, it's a phone tap.
What? Are you kidding me right now?
No. Tim said we should mess with you a little bit.
You did this? Now I kind of want to see the puppet show, man.
Yeah,
we all kind of want to see the puppet show.
Like, I need to know what happens with Beauty and the Beast.
Text from a listener, an adult puppet wagon? I just spit my coffee out. There you are.
And I feel like you might have ruined hot dogs and
jerk chicken for a lot of
people too.
Yeah, never thought of it like that.
Collateral damage there.
You know, it happens. There you go. That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.